Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is December the 28th, 2012. Full moon in Cancer. First full moon of the post-Mayan calendar. Let us begin. Ideally, at this time, there is this sigh of relief that many of the dire predictions did not occur. Let us say this, that much of what did not occur is directly related to the consciousness level of the humans living on the planet at this time. If the consciousness level had not risen to a certain point, the pressure on the planet would have been such that many of the more dire earth change scenarios had great probability to occur. But as each and every one on the planet began to be conscious, began to be awake of their surroundings, and to be optimistic as they entered into that new consciousness level, then it was as if someone had released the pressure valve and allowed some of the pressure to escape. And there are places where the pressure is still pretty high. Individual groupings, but these are now seen as more sporadic and not indicative of the mass consciousness. So although you may have something like this very tragic shooting, or the crazy who fired on the firemen, these kinds of incidences are more of a releasing of energy than an indication of where you are as a culture. In other words, each one of these things is seen and the effect reverberates and more consciousness comes through, not less. You're not building up a vigilante thinking. Some are, but not most of you are not. Because you know your neighbors, the people that you work with, the majority of you are not in sync with these individuals. And so you see these individuals as in need of help. Maybe the help might be removing them from society, but you do not see them as indicative of your society. Now, there are people who have been creating this kind of pressure. They've made an industry out of it, and they have made a business out of it. But even they are beginning to see the error of what they have been doing. And so, we would suggest that this kind of activity or events will become less and less as people start to raise their consciousness level to begin to look at their neighbors. Because many of these individuals are those who have not been really that neighbors have been not noticing them, or have been noticing them and doing nothing about it. And if you can begin to see how all of you are in this together, and how you really need to begin to check on each other, to check up on each other, not in the sense of policing each other, but in the sense of compassionately looking out for who among you is sinking into depressions or evil thoughts, because evil is seeking out refuges, places to go, because all of its places where it's being allowed to fester are like the swamp being drained. And so it is like really flipping around trying to find places. And the more and more and more that's the consciousness begins to identify it and to remedy it in some capacity, or at least bring consciousness to it so that there's some sanity in what's going on, then evil will begin to find even less and less and less sanctuary. Now, there are many individuals out there, and many groups, and many places that evil will eventually find its way to. You cannot eliminate it, unfortunately. But you will make its home less and less and less comfortable for it. And so see all of these events as a wake-up call for everyone. And understand that those who would herd you into knee-jerk reactions may quite possibly be part of this evil group that we are discussing here. So ask yourself, what are they asking? And is it really the answer, or is it really a possible solution, or is it somehow giving over even more in fear and evil home for evil to fester? We want each of you to sort of contemplate that for a time. Take a little bit of time to just think about, see evil as if it is a child in the room who's up to no good, up to mischief. Someone who's, when you don't look, he's drawing on the wall, or he's lighting a fire underneath the desk or something. In other words, see him as something that needs to be found and corrected. You wouldn't just take the child and say, oh, starting fires under chairs, off with his head. You might, but not if it was your child. So see yourself as being more of the parent in the room, more of the adult in the room. And see these events being done by the mischievous children. And we know that some of these events will seem very horrendous. You might ask yourself, how can we really focus on this as being children? These are childlike forces. They are not adult forces. The full moon in Cancer is welcoming you home. It is the first new moon of the new age, and it is saying, welcome home. Welcome back to where you've been and where you are allowed to relax and be in comfort and be nurtured. So see yourself as coming into a time and a place when nurturing, a very feminine activity, becomes more and more and more the theme. And not punishment, and not forced activity, and not alienation and cutting off and all of these ideas. No. More of a parent wishing to nurture healthy and vibrant and productive behavior in their children. Bring that kind of energy to the information that's coming to you. And it will flip you. Many people have seen the difference between parenting of husbands and wives, fathers and mothers. And how the father can be very stern and very strict and very regimental. But the mother is always the soft, kind, nurture. And both are needed, but neither needs to be in the extreme. And there has been a very extreme male reaction on this planet for a long time. So see the feminine coming in and saying, okay, enough of that. It's obviously not working. And you can't just drown every wayward child in the pool. A vehicle has a wonderful saying, how many times can you ground a child for life? After a while, it becomes no longer a deterrent. So seek out new answers. Find your way to the roots of these behaviors and see if you cannot make some changes there. And we'll give you a hint. These video games have to go. They really do. They are seeding your reality with a level of violence that is not indicative of the people who live on this planet. Now, it would be really helpful if those who buy them would stop buying them. It's much better than telling those who create them, stop creating. Maybe that's the route you will see the planet going. Fewer and fewer people understanding, people having more of an understanding how these things are destroying their sense of humanity. See yourself bringing more and more and more nurturing kind of behavior into the life of the culture. There has been cultures like this in the past that have done quite well. Bali would be a great example, where they honor the dark, but they really, really push the light and the nurturing of not just themselves, but of the environment, of the nature spirits. You are all going to become more and more aware of the nature spirits. You're going to begin to learn that curled around in your reality, in the cracks and crevices, is a whole other world, a whole other dimension of space. As the saying, our vehicle was saying this morning about how spiders find all the cracks in the woodwork. Nature spirits have been hiding in the cracks of the woodwork for a long time. Afraid to come out. Afraid because man has gone through this period of crushing and destroying. But now you will see that they have been there all along. They have been nurturing the forests, nurturing the oceans, nurturing the air and the environment, like caretakers waiting for the day that humanity returns to its sanity. And there have been some among them who thought it would never come, but there were others that were saying, yes, as all cycles, this too will come, this too will pass, and this too will come. So see yourself seeking out these entities, these beings that live in the curled up dimension of physical reality. And just as you can create a garden or create an environment, a rock garden or a structure of some sort that says, hey, it's safe, come out here. So too the whole planet can begin to go in that direction. And you will begin to realize that these stories of the ancient past, of the connections to the spirit and the elementals, is as real as the hammer and nails you build your homes with. And they will begin to explain to you the nature of reality that you have been blind to. So see it. Feel it. The energies from the sun that are now beaming down on you through the galactic center, beaming down through your sun, are enlivening the planet. It is going through a springtime enlivenment that will last for a long time, many thousands of years, many hundreds and thousands of years. So see this as that beginning point where you are coming out of a very cold, dark place into the warmth and the light again. With that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure.